Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin. We have made it into the Ayins in Maseches Kiddushin. That means we're almost into the Peis. And that's where Seder Nashim leaves off, Be'ezras Hashem, in about just under 2 weeks. But Be'ezras Hashem, today we have daf Ayin as we continue in Perek Asar Yuchsin. Here, this last Perek in Maseches Kiddushin, and we are on Samach Tes Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we are discussing the statement that was made of Gedola Chazaka. Great is Chazaka. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. The question is, what makes Chazaka great? Chazaka great, the Gemara assumes, means that there's something that we might not have thought to say, but we say it. Right? Chazaka is so amazing. It doesn't just mean that the status quo remains the status quo, but even stronger, in a place where we wouldn't think that the Chazaka should apply, the Chazaka does apply. So what exactly is the case that we say Gedola Chazaka? So first we wanted to say that originally they got to eat Truma Durabanan and Ulu Basof when they came back to Eretz Yisrael. They were able to eat Truma Daraisa, even though they weren't able to eat the Kachrim because they didn't have the proper Yichus. That's why this whole pasuk was brought here, because we wanted to show where do we see that Chalalim went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That was the reason that was brought here. But then we said, no, that doesn't work because of the issue of Malin Mitruma Liyuchsin. So we ended up by saying that even if they only ate Truma Durabanan, there's still an element of Gedola Chazaka, because in Bavel there's no issue of Gzeira. There's no reason to make a Gzeira that you might get mixed up with Truma Daraisa. You know, if you have in your refrigerator, you're not going to have Truma Durabanan, Truma Daraisa. You're in Bavel, it's all going to be Truma Durabanan. But in Eretz Yisrael, you know, that now that they're back, there's a bichshash. Let's say according to the other Rishonim, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So you might have some apples and oranges, which will allow you to eat truma, if you're a Kohen, truma apples and oranges, but you'll also have some truma grapes, and you'll have some truma pomegranates. And those, I'm sorry, and those would be, not pomegranates, according to Rashi, it's dog material shvitzar, not pomegranates. The other day, so let's say you have some truma grapes, or wine. Machlokas Rishonim, and the Ramban quotes 2 days on Chumash. Is it only wine and oil, or is it even grapes and olives? Okay, Machlokas, 2 days on the Ramban. But either way, in the same refrigerator. So you might say Gzeira, no Truma at all. So that's Gedola Chazaka. We're not worried about that. So, now that's where we are in the middle of the conversation, we pick up. V'haksiv, 6 lines up from the bottom. V'haksiv, 1 minute, now that you're suggesting that they only ate Truma Durabanan, and not Truma Daraisa, and not Kachim. V'haksiv, v'yomar hatirsha salahem, asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadashim. What does that mean? Hatirshas, tirshasa, meaning Nehemiah said that they can't eat these families from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what does that sound like? The Kodesh HaKadoshim udulo yochal hakol midinechol. Sounds like they could only not eat kachi kachim. They could only eat not karbanos, but it sounds like they can eat shruma, even shruma daraisa. So where it says, no, hachi ka'amar lo midi demikri kodesh, for lo midi demikri kachim. It's referring to Kodesh kama kadoshim. Anything that's called Kodesh or Kodeshim, meaning lo midi demikri Kodesh, nothing that's called Kodesh, that means Truma. Truma is called Kodesh. Dichsiv, v'chol zar lo yochal Kodesh. And that's talking about Truma. A zar cannot eat Truma, which is called Kodesh, which is an Isser Misa B'dei Shamayim. V'lo midi demikri Kachim, and nothing that's called Kachim. What does Kachim mean in this context? Of course, we have a pasuk that tells that elsewhere, that says a zar can't eat karbanos. But what does Kachim mean in this context? Damakra, uvas kawe kitiya l'ish zar, hi b'trumas ha-kadashim lo tochel, v'yamar mar b'mura min ha-kadashim lo tochel. We know the halacha is that if a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma Kachim, but if she gets divorced or her husband dies and she doesn't have any children, then she goes back, as the Torah tells us, the Shavel Beis Avia, and she can then eat Truma again. So the Pasuk here is telling me that she cannot, even if she has no children and she's going back, she cannot eat Chazei V'shok. She cannot eat the parts of the Shlamim that are given to the families of the Kohanim that she can't eat. We know there are different Matanos. Chazei V'shok are given from every Shlamim animal to the Kohen. Zeror L'chaim and the Kev are given from the Chulin animals. So that's the how we interpret the Pesukim. But either way, Lamaskana, we figured out a source for Chalalim coming out of Bavel and going up to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. So next we have Ger V'Charim Min Olad. It is interesting that we have to have a marker for this. What do we have to have a marker for? So the Mishnah tells us a story that there were Asar Yuchsin that went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So we have to know, well, the answer is because there are halachas based on all of these yuchsin. So again, nowadays, where much of it was besafik now, so fine. But we know that, you know, at that time and hundreds of years later, they had to know exactly relating to halachas of yuchsin. So that's why we had to find the psukim from Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah to teach me who went up and who did it. So next, Geirim v'Charim Inalan. Amar Rav Chizkiah Amar Kra. How do I know that the Geirim and the Avadim Mishachrarim went up from Bavel? And again, the fact that you saw that status means that it was still close to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Minalan, Amar Rav Chizkiah Amar Kra. V'chala Nivdal Mitumas Goyei Haaretz Aleihem. Who also came up? Those who separated from the Tuma of Goyei Haaretz. Right, that is the source for Geirim. 2 points. Number one, interesting question that Hashukia Chemet has here. We're learning to Geirus. Again, we can spend the rest of the shiur on Geirus. Just one or two sources. And that is the Hashukia Chemet says here, in the case, just find which one, Sheila. Matsinu Bakama Makomos. The question is, a Geir whose name before he converted was Dun. Hayim Efshar Lashano Shmo LeDaniel. So it's not clear whether this is Don from like the word Dan, that Daniel, that was his name. So can he just keep the same name? Don Dan? Or it seems like also maybe his father was Jewish. And his mother was not Jewish. Or maybe his grandfather was named Don. They named him Don, giving him a Jewish name, even though he wasn't Jewish. So is there an inyan? Is there an idea of Dafka changing a name? So usually it's not an issue. A non-Jew has a non-Jewish name, and he gets the name Avraham. He gets the name whatever we would give him. Or Ben Avraham. What about in this case? So he says, Matzinu Bakama Makomos Begershin is Gayer Mishanim et Shmo. We find, putting some sources that we all know, together, we find there's a Shini Hashem. The Ramban in Bamidbar says in Baloscha, Vayomer Moshe Lechovav, Kfar Pirashti, Ki Chovav Shem Chadosh, Shekaru Liyisro, Kasher Shav Litoras Yisrael. Chovav is from the word when he was Mechubav, when he became beloved, when he returned. Ki Zed Derach Kol HaMizgayer, Ki La'avadav Yikare Shem Acher. It's the Ramban. V'chei kader, Rabbeinu Bachai also. Rashi, the beginning of, right, in Perek Yudches and Shmos, Yisro, Shav Hashem was dikru lo, Yisro, likishen is gayer, v'kiim ha-mitzvos, hosifu lo os achas al shmo. They added on a letter. So we find various times, we find he quotes in the Zohar, Shal Rebbe Pedas, Labreshal Rebbe Yossi Yisocho, Rus, kivachin is gayer, Rebbeinu Ma, lo karuhu b'shem acher. Right, the Medrash, the Zohar even asks, why didn't Rus change her name? Amarle kach shamati, deshem acher hayala, ukeshenises lamachlon karu shma Rus, umisham also b'shem zeh. That was her changed name. Amarlo shamata mashma betchila, amarle gilit shma, kshenasa lamachlon karu lishma Rus. Okay, gilit used to be Rus's original name, and that changed to Rus. All these sources, well, we don't even have to look farther. Avram, Avraham, Sarai, Sarah. Yaakov was already, but his name was changed. But he says, Hine, Lo matzinu b'divrei harishonim, sheish inyan lekros lager dafka b'shem Avraham. He says, V'yesh ladun b'goy sheshmo hayadun, v'lo rotza l'shan ezer shmo l'Avraham, elo l'Daniel, hayem adav aray, o shema adif l'shan ozer shmo, l'shem acher l'gamrei, shol l'haskir klal l'shmo harishon. So he quotes, Yisrael only got a letter, Avram only got a letter, so maybe we could also here just add on two letters, right? Add on God's name, Dani, Don, Daniel. Right? Add that on. That would be okay. But then he says, maybe not. V'efshel l'chalek. D'shayni Yisro. Sheshmo ha-kodem ha-yashem kodesh al-shem she-yiter parcha achas batora. Shem kaze yish li ha-ker. V'lo la-okra ala la-hosif. Aval m'shmo ha-rishon ha-yashem shel nachrim. Yish lakar la-gamre. V'lo ha-zeh lo-shem chadosh. You can't just add on. Then he says, why did he have this name? Did he have a Jewish grandfather? So anyway, he just brings up that issue. May avi aviv Yehudi yatzav ben shayitzarach lezgayer v'chulu. Number one. Number two. The other point to mention. It's been a while since we mentioned this, so I'll mention it again. What does the pasuk here say, alluding to the geirim that came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? V'chala nivdal mitumas goyei haaretz. There's a beautiful letter that the Rambam wrote to a geir. Their letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, that's what it's called, Igeres HaRambam. And the Geir wrote him three questions in the letter. He says, number one, he asks, what am I supposed to do in Hilchas Brachos? right? What am I supposed to say? Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, and what about other related issues? Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, Hotzi Yetzanu Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. What am I supposed to say regarding all of those things? I'm a ger. So the Rambam says, the Rambam Shita, you can say all of them. Say all of them. Yesh Lecha Lomar Hakol Ketiknon, V'Al Teshane Davar. Ela Kamoshi Ispalel Vivarek Kol Ezrach Mi Israel Kachroy Lacholavarekol Ispalel Bain Shispalal to Yechidi Bain Shaita Shliach Tzibur. Even if you're davening alone, you could say it all. The Ikar Adavar Sha'avram Avinu who shall limit Kol Ha'am Behis Kilam Vodiyam Derech Emes Vihudo Shalakadish Baruch Hu Ubod Bavodazara Vehefer Avodasa Vichas Ram Dagas Kanfe Yashchina. And he says, V'chol ha-miyachit shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'mo shekasev b'Torah, anybody who believes in God, Talmidav shel Avram Avinu b'nei Beis Ohein. Right? You could say, as long as you now believe in everything Avram's descendants believe in, you are considered a Jew. He says, Imratisa l'shanos, if you want to say, Shehotseisa Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Shehazisa Nisan l'Yisrael emar, don't worry about it. There's no difference between all of us. That is number one. And then he even quotes, this machlokas, Rashi Rambam. What about Mikra Bikurim? That's a machlokas. The Rambam even says that you could say against the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, Ger mevi ve'eno kare, Shini yacholomar, shenishpal Hashem. Rambam says, Eino halacha, el kamoshim afores birushalmi. Rambam passes against that Mishnah in Bikurim and says there's Yerushalmi that says Ger Atzmo Mevi Vekore My Time Ki Afa Mongo Yimnes Atikha. Right, so unless the Rambam will pass on the Yerushalmi. So that was question number one. Question number two, he says, another question which we're not going to get into now about Bechira, but then he gets into the third question. He says, people are violating the Isser Daraisa of making fun of me, reminding me of my past. That's the Isser of Ona'az Dvarim, part of the Isser of Ona'az Dvarim, and because I used to be a Muslim, that was the case, he was an Ismailite convert, and they're screaming at me, v'chulu. So the Rambam says 2 points. Number one, you tell them that you were there telling you, oh, you used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, tell them you were never Ovid Avodah Zarah, because, Rambam Shita, Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Christianity is Avodah Zarah according to the Rambam, but not Islam. So this is a packed shuva regarding halacha and hashkafa. But that was number one. Eli Yishma'elim Einam over the Avodah Zarah Klal. I'm obviously reading from a translation of the Arabic. Everything the Rambam wrote was in Arabic, except for the Mishnah Torah. Other than that, the Pirush Mishnayis, the Moreh Nevuchim, all his letters were in Arabic. That was the vernacular of the time. So number one, he says, and he goes through why Islam is not Avodah Zarah. And then he says, they're screaming at you and getting angry at you. He says, "V'shikar hayazet." Is this guy screaming get you drunk? V'lo yada shebeshisha u'shloshim mekomos esira Torah lager 36 times, according to Gemara Bamitzia, the Torah warns you: don't take advantage of the ger, don't make fun of him, right? Hug him, bring him close. So what are they screaming? Number one, they're wrong. Number two, he says, they're screaming at you, and this is the greatest line. He says, they're calling you an Ovid Avodah Zarah, which you were never. They're screaming and getting angry, call HaKoes Ke'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they're the ones that are Ovid Avodah Zarah. Hayol Olachish La'atzmo, Al HaKa'as She'ka'as, At She'ichlim Ger Tzedek Shalo Kedin, V'kfar Amr Chachameinu Zal, and he quotes the Gemara, and Shabbos, and elsewhere, Kol HaKoes Yubeinecha, Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Chulu, and then he says, you're amazing, you're Mistofi, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, you're wonderful, and we love you. Okay, we'll have to put that together with, we're not going to get to it today, but Hashem, the first line on tomorrow's daf is the bottom of today's daf, actually, Kashem Ger Misrael Kisapachas. Hashem, that'll be tomorrow's daf, where Tosfos gives six pshatim of what that means. Okay, but not for now. So let's get back to our Gemara, top now of Ayin Amun Aleph. A lot to do with Gerim. Mamzere, second line. How do we know Mamzerim came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? Minalan, Dichsiv, first try. The Pasuk tells us, Vayishma, Sanbalat, Hacharani, V'tuvya, Ha'eved, Ha'amoni. Right? Tuvya, the Ammonite servant. V'chsiv, Ki Rabim, B'yuda, Ba'alei, Shvua, Lo, Ki Chasanu, L'shchanya, Ben Araf, Yehochanan, B'no, Lokachas, Bas, Meshulam, Ben Berechya. So we assume all of these people mentioned were sons or sons-in-law of who's mentioned in the Pasuk? Tuvya ha-Eved ha-Amoni. So if they're descendants of Tuvya, the Eved ha-Amoni, says the Gemara Kesavar. And if we hold as follows, then we have a mucker for Mamzerim. If we hold Ovid Kochavin Ve'Eved Alba Bas Yisrael Avlan Mamzer, so now we have the descendants of this Eved, so we know his children, his descendants are Mamzerim, and you know Mamzerim came up from Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara asks, we don't paskin that way. Hani Chalamanda Amar Havlan Mamzer. Remember, this was based on the two dais that we had on Samaches Amid Beis. The Ar Gemara's Girsa was asking, is the Vlad a Mamzer? And the Gemara answers no. Right? The other Girsa, the Ritva quoted, was that the Gemara might have had a Maskana, that the Vlad might be a Mamzer, and that goes back to two dais in Meseches Yevamos, whether a Goy, the Eved, Halba Abbas Yisrael, Vlad is a Mamzer. Again, we pask it not. So, Hanicha, this Makar works out if you say that the Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. Elo Laman De Amar Havlad Kasher Ma'ikel Meimar. But if you see the Vlad is a Kasher Ma'ikel Meimar, so then what are you going to say? You don't have a Makar Visu. And also, the Pasuk only says that there was a marriage. Mimai Da Havile Bani Dilma Lo Havile Bani. Maybe they didn't have children. Fine, they got married. But who said to this Amoni, who said they had children? Visu, and also Mimai Dahaka Havilahu Sliku. Who says they were here in Eretz Yisrael, or in Bavel, and then they went up to Eretz Yisrael? Doma Hasam Havu. Maybe they were always there in Eretz Yisrael. So who says they came up? We're looking for sources that all of these Asori Yuchsin Alu Mi Bavel. So the Gemara says, Ella Mehacha. Okay, let's try again from here. This is the pasuk. Ve'elu ha'olim mitel melach tel charsha kruv adon ve'imer. Below the people came up from all these places. The Marsha says, why would I need to know every single detail of every place where they came up? That's why the Gemara is going to darshan that these aren't real places, but they're just telling us something about the people. Because they came down to Israel, that's all I need to know. I don't have to know that they came from every little suburb and little town in Bavel. So what? V'lo yachlu lahagid. But all these people weren't able to tell. Beis avosam v'zaram imi Yisraelheim. End quote. So now we're going to darshan every phrase in this pasuk. Next. Tel melach. And it wasn't even so long, as we have to remember. It was a one or two generations, 70 years. Right? It wasn't too many, so long. And people already forgot and didn't know who were the miyuchasim, who were not the miyuchasim. So, tel melach, elu b'nei adam, shedomin ma'aseim l'maisa stom. These are people whose actions were similar to the maisa stom, shenefcha l'tel melach, that turned into salt. Right, turned into tel melach, meaning what were the actions of maisa stom? They were people who were mezaneh, people were megale arayos. Right, Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Chelek, the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin, where if somebody would, Rachmana Litzlan, would injure a pregnant woman and make her lose her baby, he would then live with her to impregnate her again to make sure that's how he had paid back to have the baby. So there were mamzerim all over the place. Says the that's tel melach, and they would make it like melach doesn't grow nothing in salt, right? The Dead Sea, right? That's why it's melach. It produces unproductive children. Tel charsha zeshakore abba v'imo mishat kaso. What's charsha? Cheresh is to be quiet. A cheresh is a mute, right? Somebody who calls abba v'imo, and the mother says quiet, quiet, because the mother doesn't want the child to know who the father is, or she doesn't even know who the father is. Right? These are all references to mamzerim. V'lo yachol hagid beis avosam v'zaram imi Yisraelheim. So we asufi shenasa manashuk. That's an asufi. You don't know who either of the parents are. Kruv adon v'amar. We darshan that. Excuse me. Amar bivo amar. Amar Adon, where we darshan it a little out of order. Amar Adon, Hashem says, the Master says, Ani Amarti Yihiyu Yisrael Lefanai Chashuvim Kikruv. But Yisrael should be in front of me as Chashuv like a Kruv. What's a Kruv? Kruvim. Kruvim, like the Kruvim, were very special to me. They were beloved to me. Rashi, Kedoshim Kikruve HaKodesh. Kechayos HaKodesh. Maybe he's talking, even talking about angels. Not just the Kruvim in the Aron. So I thought they should be Chashuv to me. Right? That's what the Pasuk means by Kruv Adon V'Amar. But, V'Heim Samu Atzmam Kin Amer. But they put themselves like an Amer. Right? Like a wild animal. Doesn't care who they mate with. Like an Amer, like a leopard. Ikata Amri Amar Biavo. Or Amar Adon Afalpi Shesamu Atzmam Kin Amer. Hein Chashuvim Lefanek Kruv. Or the opposite. Even though they've acted this way, but still, I love them, and they are still mine. These two deos might parallel the two machlokas tanam that we had much earlier in the Masechta. way back, about a month ago, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Remember the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Rabbi Yehuda said, if we act like Banim, right, then we, if it's not Atem Noagim in Banim, Atem Kruyim Banim, and Atem Noagim in Banim, and Atem Kruyim Banim. But Rabbi Meir says, no, Benkach Uvenkach Kruyim Banim. We're always called Banim, right, says Rabbi Meir, and that's what he quotes the Pesukim, even if we falter, and even if we worship Avodah Zarah, right, and we act foolishly, that's Rabbi Meir, Banim Atem Lashem Lokecham Lamed Vav. So here too we have the two dayas. First daya is, right, if Hashem wanted us to act like Kruvim, but we didn't, and the second day is, even if we act like Namer, we're still beloved to Hashem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Kalanose Isha She'ena Hogenes Lo, anyone who marries a woman who is not appropriate for them, right? What does that mean? Eino hogeneslo. Rosh doesn't help us out here. Rosh says, somebody who's pasul. Eino hogeneslo means somebody who you're not allowed to marry. Language of the Rosh, right here. Pirish, sheish bo psul kahal. Right, somebody who, you're not just somebody who's like, doesn't have great, no, somebody who's actually puzzled. So if somebody marries Isha to Eno Genestom, Ma'alel Alakasav, Kilo Chersha Lakola Olam, Kula Vizaro Melach. Compares it to someone who plows the entire world and then puts salt in it. Why, what does salt mean? It means that nothing's going to grow. Nothing's going to grow. So you're creating psulim. Creating psulim. That's not what the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Shenemar Velo Ha'olim Bitel Melach Tel Chersha. Right, those are the goal from Tel Malach, as we said, referring to these types of people, and you have the word Harisha and Tel in there. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Kalanose Isha L'Shem Mamon Havilu Banim She'ena Mehuganim. Right, if we marry for the money, right, this is going to affect the children. Shenemar Bashem Bagadu Ki Banim Zarim Yaladu. Right, they treasoned with Hashem and they had strange children. V'shema tamar mamon palat, and you might say, well, he'll at least have his money saved. Tamalomer ata yochlem chodesh es chalkehem. Right, it'll all be gone. V'shema tamar chelko v'lo chelka, at least you'll have some from the wife. Tamalomer chelkehem. V'shema tamar lazvan meruba, you might think it might take a long time to lose all of it. Tamalomer chodesh. My mashba, what do we learn from there? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chodesh nichnas, v'chodesh yatza, u'mamonam avad. Right, and then the mamon is going to be lost. Again, the Maharal, the Marsha both say here that the message of the salt is that you can't plant anything in salt, and also you're creating families that aren't meant to reproduce. The Pnei Yeshua here also uses a lashon of salt destroys. Right? If you plow something and just leave it and don't plant anything, that's one level. Okay, you've done something, you haven't finished the job. But if you plowed it and then put salt in it, then you're ruining it for the future. And that's what's happening if somebody marries somebody who's pasul to them, says the Pnei Yeshua. V'yafagav, sorry, Nira, Mishum de Zorea Melach, Lo Daishein Roila Hatzmiach, Ela Adaraba, Mishacheses, Visorefes Hares, Acheena Roi Od Lazara, Hachanami, Bemishadose Isha Shein Ogenes, Umar Bepsulam, Beisrael, Ubedin Hayeshlo Tisamber. Really, she should have become pregnant. What's he referring to? A Mishnah in Mesachas Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah says that the philosophers asked the Chachamim Sheberomi, I think it was. I forgot the exact lashon. I think they asked the Shoah Philosophias, Chachamim Sheberomi. You know, if somebody's Mizaneh, so why does Hashem let a baby be born? Right? If somebody steals something and then plants it, why does it grow? Right? So the Chachamim Romi say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the world and nature because of some Rishayim. Right, let them lose their chelek in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, but Hashem's not going to be Mishana the world. Right? They also ask, they first ask, so what about when they worship the sun? So why does Hashem, you know, zap them down? Why does Hashem change the world? So the answer that Hashem's not going to change nature, things that the world need, like the sun and the moon, just because some people are being misguided and misled. So they ask, so why don't you change the things that people don't need? The answer is, because then really people are going to think it's Avodah Zarah. Oh, look, Hashem didn't change the sun, and he changed others. Okay, but that's what he's referring to here. Ubedino ayeshalot esaber. Ela olam kibinago noheg. Ulasof misrachakin meosa mishpacha. Ulabasof shishimo ayin shana. Anjala mosia bala olam. Shal yado mashchis haaretz. But he says that's the message of salt being involved in this regard. Remember the Minchas Chinuch? In Mitzvah Aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch wonders. One day he doesn't really give an answer, but he just wonders that it's always bothered me, we Paskin, that someone is Yotze, the Mitzvah, Puravu, by having a Mamzer. That's what the halach is. Mamzer kiyei mitzvah. Is this only where somebody violated and married a mamzeres? Or is it if somebody violates one of the isurei krisus? He says, v'lav dafkim haylo mamzer beheter. Kigon ger shemuto lisa mamzeres. Not only that, as we will have, Bez Hashem, as we had already discussed, el afilu nolad be'isur. Kigon shebal mamzeres o al chayvi krisus. Beholid, Rachmanu Litzlan, become Malkom Kiyem HaMitzvah, Ki Beno Ulechal Davar. The point is it your child, right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamis? Maybe even when Machlokas or Yochanan Reish Lakish. If somebody converts and they already had children when they were non-Jewish, right? Are they Yotzei the Mitzvah Puravur or not? Do they have to convert with them, not convert with them? So you see, it's not just that you did a mitzvah, even if it was not Shaykh. And a Goy is not obligated in Puravu. And the Mishchat Tzchedech says, Zezman Kabir Hikshesi. For years I've been bothered. Once in a while, like 10 times in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, I've been bothered by this for years. He says, Zman kabir, lama yasi dechova, v'halohave mitzvah haba b'aveira, u'das harbe rishon in mitzvah haba b'aveira b'na Torah, I know yotzei. Right against that Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Tes, that has a day that is drabanan. Rov other rishon, and Rav Rishon say, mitzvah haba b'aveira. So he says, it has to be the following, v'yishavti, even though I don't like it, he says, "The mitzvah ba avera lo havi ella im b'sha'as hamitzvah ose gamken avera." It's at the same exact moment. If while I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm still doing the avera, I shake a stolen lulav. So at that second, I still have a chiyuv to return it. That's a mitzvah ba avera. The be'esro kagozel b'sha'as netila over al v'heishav asakzela v'zeo mitzvah ba avera aval im b'sha'as hamitzvah leka avera klal. I already did it. Kigon. Quotes the Yerushalmi. If I stole matzah, I didn't steal matzah. I carried matzah, let's say it's Pesach Shabbos, and I carried matzah through Rosh Hashanah, and now I have it. So now, am I still doing an Avera? No, I did the Avera. I did Otsa, but now it's done. Avokugon Hotzi matzah Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Tibishas kiyama mitzvah like Avera klal, lo havi mitzvah bab Avera. The Avera is done. So here too, the Maisa B is the Avera. The nehida mitzvah shel abanim ba yidei avera debias iser mikol makom ha mitzvah asei dino abanim. When are you yotzei the mitzvah? Not at the maisa bia, the time the babies are born. You can have a maisa bia all you want. If you don't have a kid, we're not yotzei the mitzvah. And therefore, because there's that break, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah ba avera. And then he ends off fascinating for the minchas chiddush, who is such a halachist, who is so Meshubit to the halacha, he ends off, after explaining this halachically, he ends off by throwing up his hands and says, I still can't put my, wrap my head around it. Ubalava chitzorech in gadol. Eich yotzei de chovasov ha beben kazeh shemar bepsulam b'Yisrael. Tzorech in ma'od. That's what he ends. He doesn't end off with an emotional, like, how could you say, bringing this child, especially B'derech Isser. Let's say B'derech Heter, okay. But B'derech Isser, how could you say that? Okay, that's relating to this issue about marrying an Isha, She'ena Hogen Eslo. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, right in the middle. Ve'amar Rabba Ra'ada, Ve'amrila, Amar Rabbi Sila, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Kolanosi Isha She'ena Hogen Eslo, Eliyahu Kofto, Va'kadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo. Elio ties him down, and Hashem is Rotzo. What does Rotzo mean? So, Rotzo, Rashi says, Malkehu Beretzua. Lash gives him Malkus. Retzua is a whip. So, Malkehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rotzo. So, Elio. Vatana al kulam, Elio kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kosev. And Elio records it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs it, Oilo leposa lazara. Woe to the person who apostles his child, ulapogemus mishpachto, ulanose isha sheina hogeneslo. Elio kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo. Those four words are taken out, said already. Okay, stop there even before we finish the sentence, just to talk about this for a moment. Why dafke Elio anavi? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says it's not Elio anavi. Rashi, in the parentheses in Rashi. Hi Eliyahu, lav Eliyahu dechsiv b'mikrahu. This is not the Eliyahu. D'yim Kain, mekami da b'yasi man kafte. So what about the people who married Anashim, Shedim Uganim, before Eliyahu, the time of Eliyahu? Right, so Ela, shem malachu, shu sofer l'mala. Wow. Says Rashi, in parentheses, it's a malach named Eliyahu. It's not the Eliyahu Anavi that we know that comes up in various places. Number one. Number two, but it's called Elio, or let's say we might think it is Elio against that Rashi. So some of the Achronim say, why Elio Navi? Because the Gemara says elsewhere that Mashiach's not coming until Achi Kalu Neshamo Shebaguf. There's a place up in Shemayim named Guf, then every neshama that is going to be born is there. And Mashiach not coming until every child that needs to be born is born. That's why it's such a simcha when every child is born, because it's one step closer to Geula. That's why Eliyahu Navi gets so upset if somebody marries an Isha Sheino Geneslo and has a child of a, that's possible. You're hindering the Geula. I'm waiting to come and be Mevaser. That's why it's Dafke Elio, if you say it's real Elio. That's why he's the one that is so upset in this regard. Good. One other point. Rashi here says Malkus, the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni HaShas, says you never find anywhere in Shas, and only he could say this, never find anywhere in Shas, the language of Ritzia referring to giving Malkus. Why Ritzia? Right? Why is that referred to as, why is that a reference to giving Malkus? So he says, no, what does Ritzia mean? You don't have to look far. It's in this Masechta. Right? What is Ritzia? What do you conjure up in your mind? Evan Nirtza. Nirtza. That's what it means. It means you bore a hole in the ear. He says, "Ein bezuchrani," without a computer. "Ein bezuchrani lechora sheyehe makas nikra blushin ritzia begemara." V'lulei pirish Rashi haya efshal amar da kavanah ritzia mamish k'ritzias evet ivri v'nilman mikan tam ritzias evet ivri. What did the evet ivri say? What's the connection? I love my master and my wife. Let me stay married to her. Who is this? This is an evet ivri married to a shivcha kananis. That's an Isha She'ena Hogenes Lo. That's the connection between the Nirtza here. Right? And that's why, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's the connection between the between Nirtza and Eved Nirtza. Okay, continuing the sentence now. We're still in the middle. V'chala posel, pasel. And Rav Hamnuna continues and says, anyone who posels other people, who calls other people names in terms of saying that, oh, that person is from a mishpacha that is not miyuchas, that's a reflection that he himself probably has something to hide. Puzzle. The Eina Medaber B'Shivcha La'olam. He never says anything positive about the world. Right? That's and the Gemara talks about this issue, that you got to be worried that if somebody is constantly calling others lack of yichus, then they might have a lack of yichus. The Amar Shmuel, B'muma posel. Not only is it in general, but if anybody's saying a specific problem that other people have, so then they probably have that problem. They probably have that problem too. And the Rambam discusses in Hilchos and Isurei Bia, where he discusses who one is allowed to marry. The Rambam says in Yutes Yudzayin, he says, "V'chein kol mishpachos b'chesas ksheros umutu liyasei ben lachadchila." Says the Rambam, starts off, every family has a cheskas kashrus, cheskas wonderful family, but Afal Pikein, we'll get to this soon. If you see a family that's always fighting with each other, Matzo Mariva, Choshishin Lahem Baroilis Rachig Me'er She'edlis Vani Pasel Seim. V'chein, Kol Aposel Es Acherim Tamid. Someone who is constantly insulting other families. Kegon, Shinosin Shemetz B'mishpachos, Obi Yechidim, V'yomar Alein She'en Mamzerim, Choshishin Lo Shema Mamzer Hu. V'yom Amar Alein She'en Avadim, Choshishin Lo Shema Eved Hu. Shekol Aposel, B'muma Hu Posel. Right, that's the taken out of context also. Right, v'chein mishiyishlo azus panim v'achzorius v'sonei asabrios v'eino gomol ha'mchesed choshishin lo b'yoser shem givoni hu shesimani Yisrael uma kedosha b'yishanim rachman and gomle chasadim. So we always have to be choshish about these issues. There's a Yamsho Shlomo here. If I have time, I'll read it. Shlomo says, "Bizman hazeh, every family fights." So he says, how? If you were to marry a family that is gets into arguments with others, he says, you wouldn't marry anybody. He says 400 years ago. So he says, you got to look for the child, and you have to look for the milas, and you have to look for the midas tovos, and you look there. So sometimes if the family has certain issues, you know, you can't passel a family for that reason. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, who gavra the minar adot to all the mebit b'chaya b'pupadisa. There was a person that walked into a butcher shop in Pupadisa. Amar lahu, habuli bisra, have some meat, please. Amrulei, natar ad shak el shamei, to Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel, v'desav lachat. You know, there's somebody online in front of you. Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel is ahead of you, so you gotta wait a minute. Amar, who's ahead of me? Man Yehuda bar Shviskal. Ready to make fun of him. Shviskal, he changed. Shviskal is a roaster. Somebody who, Rashi says, Lashon Gnai, he roasts meat and he eats a lot of it. It's an insult. To kadim li, to shakal min kamai, he's taken before me. Azlu, Amrulei the Rav Yehuda. They told Rav Yehuda, who maybe, alright, it was the Shame, it was the servant of Rav Yehuda who was there. They went to tell that what this guy called Rav Yehuda. Shamte, and he put him in Cherim. Right? He was machped on the kavod harav. Not personally gaiva, but kavod harav. Somebody insults the Talmud Chacham in public. Amru, they said to him, Ragil dekari inchi avdi. He does it all the time. He calls people avadim. Achri zalei da'avdahu. He made an announcement that he himself must be an eved. This guy gets upset. Right? What usually happens with these types of people? Defense mechanism. They run to a different rabbi and say, hey, you know what he did to me? So he went to Rav Nachman, who was Mazmin, who sent a summons to Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel. I see pitka da'azmana, and he sent it to him. Also Rabbi Yehuda came to Rav Huna. Rabbi Yehuda now goes to Rav Huna, his rabbi, and says, Amarle, Ezel lo Ezel. Am I supposed to go or not? I was just summoned, I had a subpoena to go to the go there. Do I have to go or not? What was his shaila? What was his shaila? Let's continue for a second. Amarle, Mezel omi boy lechala Mezel. You don't really have to go. Mishud degava rabat. You don't have to go. Meaning, this is beneath you. This guy's making up stories. But you know what? El mishum yakra de benesia. Because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Nasi, you know, kumzil, just go. Just go and fulfill and answer the summons. Just stop there for a moment in the story. Didn't he know that? He knew he didn't have to go. So what was he even asking? And he shouldn't go. He should go. So some of the Bali Musar say, It's very hard to judge on cases about yourself. It's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective, right? The Mishnah says in Nigaim, Ein Adam Roa Nige Atzmo, right? Which is taken out of context to mean we don't see our own faults. We don't see, sometimes we have to, it's hard for us to be objective. And therefore, it's always good to ask a friend, to ask someone else. We discussed this back in Maseches Gittin. Now, there was a great story on Daf Mem Hei and Gittin, Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish was in a jail, or was in the sugya's opinion shvuyim. Rav Ilish was in a jail, and there was someone there that knew the sichas haofos, that knew the sicha of the birds, and he heard some birds talking. Right, the Gemara says Rav Ilish ishtaboy yomachad av yosef gabehu gavra davayada blishad tzipori. There was somebody there who knew the language of the birds. There was a raven that came by and started chirping. So Rav Ilish asked this guy, you know, what is he saying? So he said, oh, he's saying Ilish brach, Ilish run away. So he says, okay. He says, ravens might be lying. Okay. The next day, a Yonah comes along and starts chirping. And he asks the guy, oh, what's he saying? Ilish brach, Ilish brach. He says, really? Okay, great. And he runs away. Runs away. That's the Gemara. So, because Ben Yisrael compared to a Yonah, so I know it's good. Rabbi Kiva Eger there quotes the Sefer Ha'aruch, who says, you see from this story that Rav Ilish knew the language of the birds. That's what the Aruch says. V'kfar hisigu b'seder hadoros shekan mashma behefech. And the Seder hadoros, quotes the Aruch, says, this story sounds like exactly the opposite. Rav Ilish kept asking the guy, what are the birds saying? What are the birds saying? What do you mean this story proves that Rav Ilish knew? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what's the Aruch talking about? Right? So it says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, in Maimor Pei, in the new edition, new-ish edition, he says, no, the point is, Rav Ilish knew the language of the birds, but he didn't trust himself. He didn't trust himself. That this is, he thought, maybe he heard what he wanted to hear. And that's why he had to ask someone else to know whether, you know, it was true or not. So he heard number one, but he said maybe the Oriv is just making up. So that's why he waited for the Yonah. But really the story is that he knew, right? If he really trusted he didn't know, then how did he know even the second time? Maybe the second time he's making it up. Either way, that's what happened here too. So he had to be objective. So he goes. So Azal, he goes to Rav Nachman, Ashkechei, Dekavin Makeh. He sees that he's making a Makeh. Amar Lei, Lasavol Amar Lohadam, Rav Huna, Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Kivish, Rizmada, Adam, Parnas, Alatzibur, Aser, Basias, Malacha, Bifnei Shlosha. Don't you know what Rav Shmuel said? That once you're a great rabbi, you shouldn't be doing menial labor. You should be doing menial labor in public. You know, it's as we mentioned in the past, even if you don't take yourself seriously, you have to take your position seriously. Right? The Gadol Dor shouldn't be involved in this. Right, that's the involved in these. The Meiri has the lashon here. These types of lines, the Meiri always comes in and formulates it. He says, "Shelo yazunu enei habrios mimenu derech hedyotos achiye beinam keechen mehem." You know, if somebody is a great Jewish leader, he has to know what his position is, and he has to know how people view him. And even if he himself doesn't want to take himself seriously, and he shouldn't put himself up on anything. Sometimes there are limitations of where a rav hangs out, and how, right, there's an invisible line often that a rabbi has to have, even if he's chummy, but there's a limitation. So says the Gemara. So he says, don't you have it? So Amarle, he says, Perta de Gundarisa, Hutakavina, I'm just making a little makeh. meaning he could not be saying, it's a mitzvah. I'm just doing a little gunderisa. But he didn't use the lashon of makke. He used this other word for makke. So Amar Leh. So Rav Yehuda says to him, Misagya makke. Well, you can't say the word makke. Tachsiv baraisa. O machitza damar rabbanan. Or the language of machitza. The rabbi used machitza for the word makke. You had to come up with some other word. Well, you can't talk in the language of the Torah or the rabbis. I mean, he's basically showing him that he's a Talmud Chacham, and what are you subpoenaing me to the din? Amar Leh, Yasemar Akarpita. No, please, just have a seat on the stool. Amar Leh, O Misani Safsal Damar Rabbanon. O Itzdava Damar Inshi. You got to use some strange word for stool. Amar Leh, Lechel Mar Esronga. Can I give you something to eat? Can I give you an Esronga? Amar Leh, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Kol Omer Esronga, Til Sabram Esrucha. He's either, you know, haughty, because he's using a word that nobody else uses. O Esrog, Kidakar Yor Rabbanon. Use the word Esrog. O Esroga, Damar Inshi. So he's not giving him an inch. Amar Leh, Lishdimar An Baga. Can I give you something to drink, Anbaga? Amar Leh, Misani Espargus de Kayua Rabbanon. O Anpik Damri Inchi? Just use the more normal words. What are you using these words for? Amar Leh, he says, okay, Tasi Dunag Tishkinin. Right, what is Dunag? Right, come to my house. Right, come to my, Rashi says, Tasi Dunag Tavo Biti Shekakshma. Let my daughter come and serve us. Tasi Dunag Tashkinan. Armalay, Hakam Shmuel, Mishtam Shin Beisha. Sorry, don't you know the halacha? Shmuel says you can have a woman serve you. So he says, Ktanahi. She's a Ktana. He says, Beferisham Shmuel, Mishtam Shin Beisha Kla, Bank Dola, Bank Tana. So this whole conversation is taking place and he's being bested by Rav Yehuda. He can't get a word in. He can't get a word every time he tries to say something. So he says, What are you doing? Okay, good. Says the Gemara, Nishtale Mar Shlomali Yalsa. So you know what? Would you want to say hello to Yalsa, a famous Rav Nachman's wife, Rav Nachman who was the host? You want to say hello? Let's say hello. I'll say hello in your name to my wife. Amar Leh, Hachi Amar Shmuel, call Beisha Erva. Right, I don't want to talk to her. We'll get back to that in a second. After they shliach, what do you mean? I can send through a shliach. Amar Leh, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ein Shalin B'Shlom Isha Afilu, period. Ayyade Baila, Amar Leh, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ein Shalin B'Shlom Isha Klal. So it has not worked out for him, this conversation. So finally, Shalchalei Debisu, the wife who must have heard this whole conversation, says, Sharmilei Tagre, could you just let him go? To Lanishvik Kisharama Aretz, he's making you look like an idiot. Right, he's just let him go. Obviously, you know, you shouldn't have done anything to him. So let's stop there for a moment in the story and talk about one or two of these halachas. First of all, Rashi and the Rambam both say that these halachas of the Isra of Hishtamshus Be'isha and saying hello to an Isha are all about, second to last line in Rashi, Shelo Yilamdena Lios Regila Bein Ha'anashim. Right, talking about a case where it was a society which was, it was inappropriate to be involved with women. We weren't involved in the society where men were. There was much larger and serious separation of the sexes, and therefore this was unusual, and therefore it shouldn't be done. But in a case, says, say the Achronim, where one is used to, you know, having a relationship or seeing a woman on the street and saying hello, that's not what it's talking about. Eid Shalom B'Shalom Isha. Right? The Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai right here. None other than a great posik like the Ben Ishchai says in Betherish. He says, if you don't know, if a man doesn't know a woman, trying to start, and a total stranger, going to try to start and having a serious relationship with her, that's inappropriate. Somebody, you have a coworker. You have something where you have a specific formal business relationship. Something, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about you don't have a relationship and you're starting a relationship. And what does it mean here, aser b'shloma? Right, Tosfos says there's a difference between she'elas shalom and yishloach shalom. There's something more personal the Gemara is talking about. Not just what we would say about saying hello. Right, that's not what the Gemara is talking about here. It's something very personal. Denira mizeh, back to the Ben Yoyada. Denira mizeh hashalom shebalasos kiruv dasima. If there's some type of behavior which is a kiruv das, aval adam shu karov shela, o afilu zarmi mena, ach nisarech bebesa kama pamim. Let's say you know, you've been in their house a few times, right? You read over, family, the neighbors. V'ne'ane mimena, im yidrosh b'shloma, eino nira de kavanos alas kirav da'asima, ulo ore b'inola b'ino ava v'chiba. No, that's not what you're doing. To be'emes u'chayiv l'shol b'shloma, mishuras derech eretz, v'nimos ha'olam. It's appropriate, it's manners. You see, how are you, how the kids, how's the family? Those are expected positive questions. Kiva, oh, the food was great. Yeah, I can borrow some sugar. Kiva, the disarek bebesa, the kibel hana, the tova imena. The ech ye kafui tova, levilti yidrosh bishloma befigoba. Wow. Turns to the Gemara and says, you might read the Gemara and say, oh, you can't. No, you have to understand the Gemara. Says the Ben Yoyada, 100 years ago. The Hachi Havi Elisha. Right, what about Elisha? Elisha and Isha Shunamis. Well, the conversation. She stayed in her house. What could I do for you? She answers, B'tochami Anochi Yoshaves. So he says, Lachain, Shalom Zehu Allah B'toras Chiyuv. Ve'ena Oselo Kirav Das V'yitron Ava V'chiba. Aval Khan, Rav Yehuda Yazar Mehem. Rav Yehuda never said a word to her. V'lo Nechnas L'Beisa. V'lo Nana Mehem. V'amalo Lishol B'shloma Isha. Right, what's he going to ask? I never met your wife. I know what she's doing. You know, so that's what you got to know. You have to know the context that's being discussed here. Also, mentioning when it says Kol Isha here, all the poskim say Kol Isha. This is like doesn't really mean Kol Isha in the formal sense because Kol Isha doesn't apply to women's voices. It only applies to women's singing voices. So here, what she's going to answer in a singing voice, right? So it's the pashas is that it doesn't really mean literally Kol Isha. Okay, weiter. Third line. So she says, stop talking to him, he's gonna make you into an Am Haaretz. So Amar Lei, my shaiti de mar hacha. So the Rav Nachman now realizes, took him a while till his wife pointed it out that he's being pushed over. So he says, what are you doing here? He says to Rav Yehuda. So Amar Lei, taska das manusa shadar mar basroi. You sent me a hazmana. What, you don't remember? Must have not remembered. Amar Lei, hashta, shusa de mar lo gamerna. Taska das manusa mishadarna lamar. What? I can't even have a conversation with you. You are so much greater than me. I sent you a hazmana. What are you crazy? Afik diske das manusa mi bechadya vachzile. He showed it to him. He took it out of his pocket and said, look. Amarle, he says, ha gaber vataska. This is, I'm here and you send me this. Amarle, he says, they probably said, I'm sorry. Maybe the guy came to me and it was like a time. I was busy. I didn't know who I was sending it to. But you know what? Lamaisa, since you're here, let's talk about your case. Let's hear what you have to say. Kihechi to the lameru michnefi rabbanan ahadadi. You know you're here. People are going to think that the rabbis are in cahoots. You know you're here. Let me just know this case so that I could come out and defend you. Amarle my time ashamti marlohu gavra. Why do you excommunicate him? Seer shlichah the rabbanan. But he put pitzaris. He argued with the shlichah the rabbis. Right, the shlichah when he was in the butcher shop and he insulted him. V'nag demar, why don't you just give him Malkus? What do you have to excommunicate him? Derav man, get alman, demitzar, shlucha derabanan. We had that earlier. So Gemara says, ta'adif bine avdilei. I did even better. I excommunicated him. My time ma'achres ma'arlei da'avdehu. So why do you call him an eved? Amarlei, deragel dekariinshi avdi. V'tani, kalaposel posel, ve'inu medar b'shevcha la'olam. V'amar Shmuel, b'muma posel. Because I know Shmuel's din. Right, if anybody calls somebody else something, then they are that. So the Gemara says, Eimer, Darmai Shmuel, Lemechishlei, Lachruze, Lemeyamar. Right? Shmuel, fine, he says you have to be Choshesh, that's true. But Vadai to announce it? Is that appropriate? Adahachi Vahachi, meanwhile, Amaleahu Bardin, Eile Rav Yehuda. And meanwhile, the other guy must have been there and he starts screaming at Rav Yehuda. He says, Ludidi Karis Liabda, he called me an Evid, does he know who I am? Da'asina mi beis chashmonai malka. My ancestors are from the Hasmonean dynasty. He just put a foot into his own mouth. Amar lei hachi amar Shmuel called the Amar mi de beis chashmonai ka'asina avdehu. Anybody from the Hasmonean dynasty are avadim. They're avadim. Period. As we know that Rashi says shekol zaro hargam hurdis ve'eved haya. Right, Hurdis killed them all out. Right, as the Ramban talks about in Vayechi. Right, the tragic end of the Hasmonean dynasty, the Ramban says, maybe it was partially because they took the Malchus and the Kahuna. Let's continue. Amar Lei, Lo Sarah Lamar, Lo Hadamar, Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Marav. But don't we hold of the following statement? Kol Tamar Chacham, Shemora Halacha Uba. If you have any rabbi who's a posek, Im Kodim Lamaisa Amra, if he had given a psak earlier, not just because of the situation here, Shomen Lo. Then fine, you can trust him. But if you have a rabbi who never gave such a psak until the case where it's needed on his behalf, Then I don't know if you should trust him. So that's what Rav says. So he answers, Amarle, Ha'ikar Rav Masna dekoy kavase. Rav Masna says like me too. It's not just me. And the Gemara says, Rav Masna lo achazi l'ardot tleiser shani. Rav Masna had not been in an ardot for 13 years, and guess what? Hu yoma asa. That day, Hashkacha, he came. Amar le, dachir mar, maida amar Shmuel. Do you remember what Shmuel said? Kikoi chada kara aguda v'chada kara b'mavra. Remember when we were next to the water and he had 1 foot on the bridge and 1 foot on the banks? Amar le, hachi amar Shmuel, kol da amar midebeis chashmanoi, malka kasina avdahu, to lo ishtari minar vela hari revisa. There was one little girl that was left, to salka legra, she went up to the roof, v'ram yakala, we mentioned this yesterday, she said, v'amra, kol da amar midebeis chashmanoi ana, avdahu. She said, whoever says, she's either an Evid, because I'm the last one. Nafa migra v'mesa. So that's it. So Rav Masna supported him. Achra zalei da avdahu. So they announced that he was an Evid. Just parenthetically, the Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Kavod Malamdim. I forgot the Sim. Sim in Reish Mem Beis in Yaradeya. This halacha about Talmud Chacham Shemor, if you only said it right now, but then the Ramah adds, but if he gives Dvarav Shel Tam and Svara for it, and he explains his psak, it's not just a misora. So then you trust him even if he only gave it on the spot, and it wasn't given before. That's the Ramah in Yeridea, Reish Mem Beis, Sif Lamed Vav. Viter. So this Eved, now we know he's an Eved, but there's a big problem, because all of his descendants are Avadim, and all the families are messed up that married into this family that never said anything. So Ahu Yoma Akron Kamak Subasa Ben Arda. Many ksubas were ripped up in Arda that day because all the girls that came from his family, the husbands were like, I'm not paying you the ksuba. Or is it Mekatos? So they all got upset. Kika Nafik, and when he went out, Nafik Yabasre Lamirgame, they were going to kill him. He messed up all these families. They were actually going to kill him. Amar Lahu. So he went out and said, I'm sorry. This is talking about Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda went out of the Bezdin, right, because he was Megala the Psul. When he went out of the Bezdin, they were going to stone him. So Amar Lahu, he says to them, Ishtiku, Ishtiku, if you just walk away now, then we'll call it a day. V'ilo, and if not, Magalina Aleichu, I'm going to reveal to you Hada Amar Shmuel, that which Shmuel says. Tarti Zarayasa Ika Ben Arda. There are two families in Arda that have problems to them. The Marsha says that the next part of the line, he didn't say. The Gemara just added it in afterwards. But he just threatened that he was going to be Megala Mor Psulim. Right? They were going to kill him, but before they were going to kill him, he was going to announce it. So they stopped. Chada the Mikri de Beyona. One was called Bnei Yona, the Chada Mikri de Bei Urvase. One was called Bnei Yona, one was called Bei Urvase. The Simanech, Tame Tame, Tahar Tahar. Right? One is the Orev is Tame, the Yona is Tar. So, you know, you better quit while you're ahead. Shadyu Allahu Rigma Miyadayu, fine, they threw all their rocks away. Vikam Atma Binar Malka. They threw it into the river and there was even a dam. There were so many rocks in their hand that there was a dam that was set up from all the rocks. Fine. Machar is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda then made it, Rav Yehuda was the guest here. He says, Bapumpadisa, Adav Yonas and Avdi. He didn't want people to, he did research, it seems like, and he didn't want people to marry into families of Avadim anymore. So he announces, Bapumpadisa, Adav Yonas and Avdi, Yehuda bar Papa Mamzera, Bati bar Tuvia, Baramas Rucha, Lo Shokel, Gita de Jerusa. Right, he never, he was a gaiva, he never took a get Shtar Shichur, he's still in heaven. Machras Rav Ben Mechuza, Baloi, Danoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulam Lifsol, all those families. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Govai, Givonai. They're from the Givonim. Dur Nunisa, Darai, Nisinoi. They're from the Nisinim. Right, the same. Amar, Rav Yosef, Hai Be Kubi, De Pumpadisa, Kulam, De Avdi. That family. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Mer Shmuel, Arba, Meos Avadim, Va'arbila, Arba, Salafim Avadim, Hayulo, Lepashkar, Ben Imar, 400 or 4,000 Avadim he had, Vakulam, Nitzmu, Be Kahuna. They all married into the Kahuna. They were servants of Kahuna. And then they pretended to be Kohanim. If there's a Kohen that reflects Azaz Panim, which is not a Midah of a Jew, so you have to be Choshes, that they're from the Avadim. Amar Abaya, Kulhun, Yasvin, Beshur, de Ben Arda, they all sit in a row in Naharda. That's not clear what that means. Do they live on the same street in Arda? They all sit in the same row in Shul in Arda? Either way. Upliga, Rabbi Elazar, and all this argues are Balazar, Damar, Balazar, Imra Isa, Kohen, Ba'azaz, Meitzach. Altar Acharav. Sometimes Kohanim are a little Azus. The Gemara says elsewhere, they're a little Kanoish. Shenemar va'ameich kemrive Kohen. Period. So again, this was at the times when they knew, Right, they knew about the vadai, about certain cases. Amar b'yavin baravada, amar rav galanosi, ish eshenu genes lo, kshekodesh baruch hu mashe shchinaso, meir al kol ha-shvatim, veino meir alav. If somebody on purpose marries an isha that is inappropriate as pasul, Hashem's not going to be meir on you. Hashem's not going to put his shchina with your family. Shenemar shifte ka, edus li Yisrael. Emasai have edus li Yisrael, bizmasha shvatim shifte ka. If they keep their purity, like we did in Mitzrayim. Amar b'chama b'rabbi Chanina, k'shakadosh baruch hu masha shchinaso, ein masha ela al mishpachos miyuchaso shebe Yisrael. Sh'ne'emar bo'eis ahinu mashem, yeh le'lokim l'kol mishpachos Yisrael. L'chol Yisrael lo ne'emar, ela l'kol mishpachos. V'heimo yiyu li la'am. The families, and they'll be to me for an am. V'amar abar arhuna, zumali yisera yesh ben Yisrael l'geirim. Di'ila b'Yisrael k'siv b'hu, v'yisi lahem le'lokim, v'heimo yiyu li la'am. First is le'lokim. Vilu begerim ksiv the opposite. Miuze arav es libo. La geshes elainu mashem. Visem li la'am vanochi e la lokim. First, they come to me. The ger has to take the first step. Vaisem vanochi e elohem le lokim. Period. Again, there's a lot here. But coming up, as we'll see by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, there's no chiyuv in most cases that there's any type of suffix to say anything. Right? Big shilos bezmanazel. Let's say rachmana litzlan. Somebody knows. Rav Moshe discusses this. We'll talk about this on future dafim. Somebody knows that somebody's a mamzer. Somebody knows bavadi. Somebody knows that a woman was mezaneh, and this is the child. Do they have to say? And they know that somebody's going out with this guy. Do they have to say anything? So maybe we'll talk about that in the coming days. Rachman al Islan, any types of those cases. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time the daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up after. Okay, we'll stop here.